Hi there. Welcome to the New Moon Mini Audio Ritual Course. Listen, I love the moon. I love the full moon. I love the half moon. I love the quarter moon. But I super duper 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 love the new moon, because the new moon is new and it represents the start of a new lunar cycle. It symbolizes new beginnings, and it's a perfect time to use the moon's energy to achieve your goals and to start a new project. It can help us to reflect on our old goals and to set new ones, but more importantly, it's just this feeling of newness. Even when we're in winter and we're in fall, to me the new moon always gives me that feeling like spring. It's the time when the sun and the moon come together and you see nothing. It is completely dark and it is completely hidden from view. It's almost like someone wipes the slate clean and allows us to really begin again. You know, to understand the moon, you also have to understand the astrological significance of the moon. And we know that the moon controls the tides of the ocean. We know that it influences the responses of all living creatures. And we know that it affects us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We know that it also affects our zodiac signs and what phase of the moon that you were born in, and also have something to do with your personality, your life, and who you are. But during the new moon phase, this is a period of time when our minds go into creation. You know, flukishly, without even knowing, I don't know if flukishly is a word, but without even knowing, a lot of people will tend to start new business ventures and creative projects. They may feel stagnant in their lives, but then all of a sudden they feel like, hey, I can do this. And they don't realize that it's fluctuating along the cycles of the new moon. It just kind of turns out that way. The new moon is like a magnet. It draws out very specific experiences and it allows you to contemplate where you've been. It's a good time to consider what you want to manifest for the rest of your month, for the rest of the month ahead of you, but it also helps you to set your intentions, your focus. It's the time to get dressed up, to put on your best clothes, to put on your smile, to take pictures, to really allow yourself to just feel fresh and new and spring-like even in the middle of December. I love the new moon. Did I say that already? It's a time to rest and regenerate. It's a time to charge your batteries. It's a time to find gratitude. It's a time to detox. And it's a time to really allow yourself to move forward and to move on into a place of deep love and understanding for all things. That's a heavy time. I know, I'm making it sound like a lot. But I don't want you to miss out on the new moon's purpose or why it's so important in your life. It took me probably 48 years to really stop and absorb how much the new moon can do for me, with me, and about me. I mean, I always knew that the moon had a purpose and I followed along to my sign and I knew that I was a Gemini and that the moon is up there, yada, yada, yada. But I didn't really appreciate just how much energy could be harnessed with the moon. And that, yeah, you know, I was coincidentally using it, but I wasn't purposely using it. And when you use the moon with a purpose, it's a game changer. So stick around, because in the next lesson, I'm going to give you the staples of the new moon and why and what it's so important to use.